It ain't over till it's over. And that song is over. This is Zennia Ulrich. I'm Kyle.
I'm not Kyle. I'm Riley.
Hey, Riley.
Hey, Kyle.
Welcome. Welcome back. We're back on the show. It's the 1991 show for Zennia Ulrich. That was Lenny Kravitz with It Ain't Over Till It's Over. What do you think of that song?
It was very descriptive. It was very... I like how it stated... It's cause and then repeat it 25 times.
25? Nice. Well, you know, it's a song.
Big fan.
Big fan of repetitions in a song. You know what they say? Repetition legitimizes. Repetition legitimizes. That's what it is.
Okay. Anyway, we have some special requests for the show today that
were
submitted by my history teacher, and they were already in the show. So, nice... Thanks. But we were going to play him anyway.
What was the request?
He wanted Pearl Jam. And I was like, ugh.
Oh, that's perfect.
And then he was asking about...
You tell him it was the 1991 show?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's our next song is Pearl Jam.
Okay.
Lucky you. Lucky him. You know what? Let's just get right to it. This is Alive by Pearl Jam.
Oh, deserve to be? Is that the question? And if so,
it's alright. partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. Streets, 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. I don't ever want.
What? That was Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. What do you think of that song? Pretty descriptive. Another descriptive song. Want to hear something else descriptive? That's a real bridge. It's a bridge in MacArthur Park in downtown Los Angeles. You can go there and see it.
The same bridge that Kurt Cobain was underneath?
Was what? That Kurt Cobain was what?
Underneath?
Oh, probably not.
It's okay to eat fish because they don't have any feelings.
We are not going to play that song.
I know!
Although it did come out in 1991. Off of the Nevermind album. But we're not here, we're not there yet. what do we have before that? Mysterious Ways by U2 and Alive by Pearl Jam. All great songs. I'm like 4 for 4 and just really popular songs. I should probably slow it down. We'll slow it down a little bit. What else happened in 1991? Anything exciting?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
That's true.
Well, I was a little busy.
A little busy not existing?
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right. Well, let's go ahead and play some more music. You know who Matthew Sweet is? We're going to play some little Matthew Sweet.
No, I've never heard of him.
Well, see, that's what the show is for, to expose you to new artists from 35 years ago. It's fine. This is Girlfriend by Matthew Sweet. Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. What do you think of that?
I don't like this show so far.
What? R.E.M., they're fantastic.
Oh, it's a bunch of prog rock.
Before that, we had Matthew Sweet with Girlfriend, also part of that early 90s, late 80s Athens, Georgia music scene, along with the B-52s and Widespread Panic and of Montreal, bands of that sort. I was just looking this up. I saw that Matthew Sweet recently suffered a debilitating stroke in October. There's a GoFundMe if you want to help support his recovery.
Me?
I mean, anyone who's listening who likes Matthew Sweet. I think I'll do it. I'll give him a couple of bucks. He's given me some joy, I would say.
I give you joy and you don't give me a couple of bucks.
I give you lots of bucks every month.
Where's my allowance then?
It's... You already had it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's this... No, whatever, I don't know. It's on the way. Check's in the mail. You know what? Let's take a little break while I figure out what's going on. This is Zenio Yearbook. It's the 1991 show on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee. We'll be back right after this.
How about this one?
No, not that one.
How about this one?
Yes, play that one really loud. WTBR.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Tired of the same old on the radio?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all the same day.
Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6. At 89.7 WTBR FM.
WTBR. Impressive. Most impressive.
Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
Riley.
This is the 1991 show, and it wouldn't be the 1991 show if we didn't play some Nirvana, the biggest band of 1991. That album didn't come out until like
1991?
August or September, maybe?
September.
Late. It was late. Anyway, you don't want to hear me riff about Nirvana. Let's keep going. Unless you want to hear me riff about Nirvana.
I mean, okay.
This week in Frank Iero news, go.
Something happened. He was playing and got blood all over his pick, and then he tossed the pick into the audience, and some girl caught it and posted it on Twitter. She's like, "Do I keep it? Do I clean it? Do I lick it off? Do I clone him?"
You definitely don't lick it off.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
It's not.
That's been this week in Frank Iero news. All right. That's exciting. Sort of. We'll keep it going.
That was like 2 months ago. But...
So we used to do this part in the show where I just play three songs from an album with no context. Well, now, you know, since it's January.
This remote has the flag of Japan.
Since it's our, oh my gosh, that's a record button.
That's the flag of Japan.
No. You used to be able, I guess you can still record things. Does the record button still look like that? The red circle?
It looks like Japan.
All right. What was I talking about?
The album.
Well, we used to just, you know, give three songs with no context. But now, we're going to listen to the whole album in its entirety.
Well.
Not on the show. Before the show. And then, Riley and I will talk about it. And you will get to listen. What album did I make you listen to this week?
Fear by Toad the Wet Sprocket.
1991's Fear by Toad the Wet Sprocket. What do you give me your overall impressions first, then we'll play some of the songs, and then we can talk a little bit more.
I saw them live, and I was like, this is a weird, dumb band my parents dragged me out to see.
Okay.
And I heard it last night, at like 10 o'clock, under my CD player.
Yes. Because you also have a copy of the CD.
Yes, because I got it from Goodwill, and I'm scared I'm going to get hand, foot, and mouth, but
that's,
it's okay.
That's fine.
But it's way better than I thought it was.
Really?
Yeah,
All right.
I don't think you should ever see a band live if you hadn't heard any of their songs besides the popular one.
The popular one?
Yeah, the All I Want.
Oh, that's the popular one?
That's
also
the only song I knew.
Oh, you didn't know. You didn't know the first song. You didn't know "Walk in the Ocean."
That I knew that one, but like not as well.
That's probably the only two that got any significant radio play.
Yeah,
we'll start it off with "Walk on the Ocean."
Okay.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me. Everything's better and everything's safe. Walk on the ocean, step on the storm.
don't even have pictures, just memories to hold. Grow sweeter each season as we slowly grow.
Is it for me? Is it for me? Is it for you? By Toad the Wet Sprocket. Off of their 1991 album, Fear. Before that, Hold Her Down. Also from the same album. And then Walk on the Ocean. What do you think of those songs?
I mean, it's not my favorite band, but I can see how you like them so much.
You know what? You know why I think I like them? They have a lot of arpeggioed guitar chords. I like that.
I don't know what that means.
It's when you hold a chord, but you don't play the chord all at once. You just play one note at a time.
Okay. I think I'm picking up
what I'm putting down.
Putting down.
What do you think? What do you think of that album?
I think it's quite all right.
What if you had to give it a rating out of five?
It gets a little religious, and that's like I don't know, kind of. No, and I wish like I would wear shoes, but I'm gonna give it 6.5 out of 10.
Oh, like 6.5 out of 5? That's amazing. I think this is a great album. This is a no-skip album for me. It's very good.
It is very good.
I'll give it a 9.
I don't think I'd listen to it again.
Solid 9.
Like, unless it was my only option.
Listen to this album all the time. I used to listen to this album all the time. Like, back when I had the CDs, and that was the best way to listen to your albums. But you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I like the Toad. The Wet Sprocket.
Hashtag the Toad.
Hashtag Toad the Wet Sprocket. All right, what else happened in 1991? A bunch of people were born. Let's see if you know any of these people.
Okay.
Some guy named Ed Sheeran. Yes. 1991. Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah. His new album is good. I don't care what anyone says.
Is it?
It's good.
It's good to know. Travis Scott, Charlie Puth. These are all like musicians that I know. There are a bunch of YouTube creators that I was like, I don't know who any of these people are, but I should have just started rattling them off so you could tell me who they were. Jamie Lynn Spears.
I don't know her.
There you go. She is famous because she is the sister of one Britney Spears.
Oh.
And that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Wow, she's doing great.
She's doing great. Rock on, Jamie Lynn.
Poor kid.
She's doing fine. All right, let's see what else we got. We got a Scottish band that was really big in the UK and not super big in the US. This is Teenage Fan Club with What You Do to Me.
What you do to me.
1990.
We're back. Susie and the Banshees. Riley's losing her mind.
Hey, guys.
What's going... What's...
I didn't realize Duster was from 1998.
How about that?
How about that?
Are we going to listen to him next week?
I don't know what we're doing next week.
I just told you we're doing 1998.
Okay.
Or at least you just told everyone else we're doing 1998.
Okay.
Anywho. Nice job. Way to keep them in suspense. So that was Susie and the Banshees with Kiss Them For Me. Before that, What You Do To Me by Teenage Fan Club. A couple of British acts. What do you think of that?
What do you think of that?
That's terrible. I gotta stop that. We're not gonna wait into that.
Yeah. A friend of a friend had a Susie and the Banshees sticker on his computer like 3 years ago. And I'm like, I've heard of this band one time. Let's play them.
Let's play them. There you go. That's what Susie and the Banshees are. Susie Sue and the Banshees. That's what they're all about. It was a good time. All right, let's take a quick break. This is Xenial Yearbook. It's the 1991.
Xenial Yearbook?
It's the 1991 show, Xenial Yearbook.
Xenial Yearbook?
Listening on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. We will be back. Right after this.
Hi. Welcome to the future.
The future begins in 10, 9, 8, 8.
Oh, wait a minute.
8.
What, again?
8.
Dude, what the fuck? Who is this guy?
3, 2, 1.
WTBR.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Hi, my name is Bill Sturgeon. I am the host of WTBR's Morning Drive. We air every weekday morning, 7:30 to 8:30. The goal of my program is to inform, educate, and have a few chuckles along the way. We have wonderful guests, political, arts, actors, musicians, teachers. I look forward for you to listen in or watch us on PCTV. Thank you.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
You're my cover.
steal. I'm your pain when you can't feel. Stand for true. I'm your truth, telling lies. I'm your reason, alibis. I'm inside, open your eyes. I'm yours.
Sad But True by Metallica. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle. Yeah, we got all day. Take your time.
I'm Riley.
Yeah, this is the 1991 show. That was, did I say it was a Metallica? It is. I did.
If you couldn't tell.
If you couldn't tell. Another big band. What a big year for big bands. Or bands that would be big. I think Metallica was already pretty big. This is the one that put Metallica over the top. Same with Nirvana, same with R.E.M., same with Pearl Jam. I think U2 is already pretty big. Anyway.
People really like to donate their CDs.
Who, U2?
Yep.
Why?
I don't know. Everywhere I go and I see like 1,000 gajillion U2 CDs and...
You don't pick them up?
Despairingly low amounts of emo CDs, even though I did luck out super good.
Super good.
In Virginia Beach last week.
What'd you pick up?
I got Armor for Sleep. I have The Academy Is, but that's from my friend.
Okay.
I have Matchbook Romance. I have Something Corporate. It was crazy. Like, literally someone died and their parents donated all their stuff. Because I was actually freaking out the entire time I was there.
Wow. Wow. I mean, you had to create some sort of story. Maybe somebody broke up and they just donated all of their ex-boyfriend CDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably better.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, we got a couple more songs to go. This one is, I think these guys are also British. This is Ned's Atomic Dustpin. Dustpin. Ned's Atomic Dustpin with Happy. When You Sleep by
My Bloody Valentine.
My Bloody Valentine.
Like
what
that.
In the heck was that? That song, I thought there was something wrong with the recording.
No, it's just what it sounds like.
That's just what
it
is.
There probably was something wrong with the recording, but they kept it. It's a great song. I like it.
All right.
It's very catchy.
All right, very
Impossible
good.
To play on guitar if you have tiny hands. Me.
I mean.
Also, I'm lazy, so I haven't really tried.
Yeah, but. I bet that's most of it. I bet you could handle that song. It didn't seem crazy. Before that, Happy by Ned's Atomic Dustbin. What do you think of those? It was a good time. A little weird. All right, we've gone weird. I'm just like changing this show on the fly. On the fly, we're going to keep it back. We're going to get it back to the music. Back to the hits. The hits that you all know from 1991.
I know none of these songs.
You might. Oh, man. Oh, this is kind of a screamy song. You're like screaming, right?
Excuse you.
Yeah! Like that?
Do you need to leave?
No. What? Anywho, this is Soundgarden off of their 1991 Bad Motorfinger album.
I'm like offended.
This is Outshined. You'll love it. I promise. You'll love it.
Keep the movie rolling.
Primal Scream with Movin' On Up off of their 1991 album, Screamadelica.
Screamadelica?
That's what they named the album. Before that, we had Outshined by Soundgarden by Soundgarden. What'd you think of that?
Sacramento's greatest band.
They are from Seattle, Washington, I believe.
My life is so hard.
Or you know, thereabouts. Anywho, that's the show. Chat, as the kids are saying. Right? Did I get that right? Thanks for listening. This has been Zaniel Yearbook. Come back next Saturday. You'll hear a little more of me and Riley listening to the tunes from way back when. We'll end the show with a big hit. 1991's own The Spin Doctors with Two Princes. Have a wonderful afternoon, everyone. See you later.
Just go ahead now. And if you want to call that